Millie, good morning.
Hey, Tess, how are you going?
I'm going very well. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, I am, of anybody I know, you know the most about movies and I know the least. So it's a good combination.
It's budding friendship we have.
We've got a good combination going on here. Give me the rundown. What happened?
Well, this has been like really interesting when it comes to like film, because usually there are like maybe two clear winners or one clear winner for every, like, for best picture or for like supporting actor or best actor. But this year it's been so different, as in from every, because people only think that there's the Golden Globes and the Oscars. There have been a zillion award ceremonies in the past like month that have happened with different actors winning different, like Screen Actors Guild Award, Critics Choice Awards, things like that. So that's why when the Golden Globes happen, which is probably the more mainstream one, people are all like, who's gonna win? And I think I called a lot of them, so I am happy with my choices.
That doesn't shock me.
It doesn't shock you. The two major ones that won a lot was The Revenant.
Oh, which, I heard about that one.
Was starring everyone's best friend, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo.
And directed by actually the guy who won Best Picture and Best Director at the Oscars last year, Alejandro Iñárritu.
I'm glad you can say that.
He's everywhere right now. And The Martian won all the comedy sides of things. So,
The Martian,
yeah,
for comedy.
Yeah, The Martian, for comedy. Ricky Gervais, who hosted pretty much half of his gags, well, besides making fun of everyone in the audience, was followed on the fact that The Martian is campaigned as a comedy.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It didn't seem very comedy-ish.
It's not a comedy, but it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was pretty funny. Just Matt Damon banter.
Matt Damon banter.
Yeah. It was
everybody's favourite banter.
Yeah. And they made a Lord of the Rings joke with Sean Bean in the room, who is in Lord of the Rings.
He is one can't simply walk into Mordor guy,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes,
I do apologise to everyone out there who loves
and
Lord of the Rings. I have not
Ned
seen
Stark them. Ned Stark from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I know that one.
Yes, and you
oh,
know
Oh, I know that one.
Yes, so.
There we go.
Spoiler alert, he always dies. Which has been his, like, joke. I think something that surprised everyone, or which made everyone happy, is Sylvester Stallone won Best Supporting Actor in a Drama for Creed. And he hadn't won an award at the Golden Globes or the Oscars since the first Rocky.
Wow.
And this is pretty much like the next generation of Rocky. So it was kind of that kind of nostalgic kind of feeling. And he even thanked his best imaginary friend, Rocky Balboa.
Oh, that is brilliant.
It was brilliant. He brought all his daughters and it was really cute. Jennifer Lawrence won for Joy. No surprise, because Jennifer Lawrence wins everything.
I did see that trailer, yeah.
I saw Joy. She was the best thing out of the movie. Like, the movie wasn't the greatest. I don't think it will win any other awards. But her acting, you can't deny that she, for her age, she's a very decent actress. And she always goes with David O. Russell, the director of, he also did like Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh,
where
I saw
she
that
won,
one.
Yeah, she won the Oscar for that. And American Hustle, so she goes back to him and they seem to work very well together. Kate Winslet won for Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is a movie that bombed. It didn't, box office wise, didn't do very well.
Okay.
But it's been critically acclaimed by everyone, with obviously Michael Fassbender as Steve Jobs. Everyone loves Michael Fassbender, especially me. Best screenplay actually went to Aaron Sorkin, who wrote Steve Jobs, but he's very well known in the industry. Everyone wants to do a script pretty much with Aaron Sorkin. He wrote The Social Network, which, if you don't remember, it's the Facebook movie. And he won an Oscar for that. He did a lot of, I don't think you maybe remember the show The West Wing. It's a very political show.
I've heard of it, never saw it.
He's very good at doing these big figures and very political style writing. And he's got this dialogue that everyone tries to emulate but they can never do. But I was happy that he won. But literally everyone in that, like, I would be happy if anyone in that, like, of those nomination people would win. Brie Larson won for Room, and this is the one I'm really happy about, because Best Actress could have gone to anyone. And Room is pretty much about a girl who's been held hostage for years.
Wow.
And she has a 5-year-old son from being hostage. And I think also The Boy should be nominated. He was like 7 while filming this and he was like fantastic.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she was amazing in it. So I hope she wins the Oscar too, because it's just, it really hit me. It's a fantastic movie. Because these are all like indie movies that haven't really...
I was going to say, I haven't actually heard of that one.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are nominated. Like there's a movie called Spotlight, which people thought was going to win Best Drama, which is about the journalists in like 2000 in like Boston trying to find out about the Catholic priest molestation kind of issues. It was pretty deep. It had like Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, and Mark Ruffalo. It's pretty intense. And if we take a throwback to our friend Jess Clayman, Inside Out won Best Animation.
There we go. Big shout out to
Big
Jess.
Big shout out to Jess. It wasn't really a surprise there. I think from the get-go when that movie came out, people kind of assumed it because it was fun for kids. It was deep for adults. It really, like, it had one of the deepest meanings in film of this year, and it was an animation. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I remember there was a time there where everyone was just raving about that film.
Yeah, some people think it's the best of the year, hands down. I think it's definitely one of the top 5 to 10, which is great. Yeah, so they're pretty much all the best people who have kind of won. Besides that, the whole night was jokes from Ricky Gervais.
Which are always good.
Always good. Of course, he said that even though Pixels isn't a comedy, it was a lot, Martian was in the comedy, it was a lot funnier than Pixels, which, you know, pulling shade to Adam Sandler.
No, I didn't see that movie, but I do know that one bombed.
I didn't, for good reason, and that was Adam Sandler. But yeah, he brought Mel Gibson out and that was, quite awkward. But yeah, he was, what do you expect from Ricky Gervais? Half the people tuned in just to watch him.
That's fair enough as well. I can see that. Well, thank you so much, Millie.
No worries.